Okay, folks, it's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 1.3 Sound FM, and a big hats off to our previous show, the Weekly Trend of Fandom Show. Good job, fellas. And today, we have a great show. We have the best guest in the whole region of Waterloo, and we're doing a special show today because, although we normally talk about agricultural issues here in Kitchener-Waterloo, today we're going to talk about agriculture from another part of Ontario in New Liskeard. And I'll just introduce my guest before we do some other housekeeping here. And first of all, the first guy I know is Mr. Chase Phillips. And good to see you, Chase. And with him is a man I've affectionately known as Mr. T. And so we're going to talk about... Have I done that justice there? Maybe you should tell our guest what your real name is.
Terry Phillips.
Okay. And so, as you can tell... Terry's Mr. T is a good soul, and he's come here to speak a little about that part of Ontario called New Liskeard. And so he's very also kindly brought me some music. And you know what? We should maybe get started by playing one of those songs. Which one would you like to hear first? Highway to Hell?
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds
so
good.
Tell us, like, as our listeners know, on our show, when I have guests in, I like them to bring along some of their favorite music and tell us why they like that music and where they first heard it. So tell us where you first heard AC/DC and why do you like this song?
So, Jeff, this is back in the 70s for me, but I think of the drive down here. When you come down from northern Ontario, that's kind of the Highway to Hell theme with the roads we have up north.
Well, that's a good reason, and it's a lovely drive up there, having the privilege of going up there a few years back to visit your part of the world, and I was just totally charmed and still think about it. So with that, we'll play the song. We'll be back with our guest, and you're listening to episode number 60 on the Agriculture Show. It's your host, Jeff Steger. We'll be right back.
Season ticket on a one-way ride. Hi, I'm Subi Proud. This is my song, Can't Unpave the Parking Lot, on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
This is Mark Reeser. You are listening to CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Federation represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Mobilizing the youth of today, educating them in a better way, training so they won't go astray. Hear what me say, yeah. Give your head to clearer thinking, loyal heart, got to be persevering. To the larger service, make your hands willing, your health for better living.
4-H
for community and country.
4-H
respond to food security.
4-H
I gotta make your best better.
Well, thanks for listening in, folks. It's the Agriculture Show, and my guest today is Miss Big T, I get that right, from New Liskeard, and his son Chase Phillips. And so just to set the stage for our listeners, we talk about agriculture, typically the region of Waterloo, but if you look at Ontario, New Liskeard, from an agricultural perspective, is one of the many interesting and shows a wide range of cropping and agriculture that exists in Ontario. So here in our home region of Waterloo, it's mixed farming with crops and cattle with this temperature. And, of course, people have heard about the Niagara Fruit Belt and the very warm, relatively warmer climates in Windsor. But it would be not it would be incomplete not to include the agricultural lands of New Liskeard. And I'll ask Terry, tell us a little bit about New Liskeard. It's been your home for a few years now, I think.
Yes, I've lived there my whole life.
We're our area is a pocket of about 220,000 acres of clay soil. Same type of clay as any of the top producing areas in the south. The challenge we have is a short growing season. Frost to frost can be as short as 75, 80 days, and as long as 4 months, depending on this on the year.
And this year is a little cooler than usual. Crop maturity is measured in corn heat units, and I guess this year it's a little bit down, like it is. Not too sure if it is across the province. You and I talked about that, Chase. We're maybe just average, I think, eh?
Yeah, I think we're just hitting average this year.
Yeah, so. So you have an interesting challenge up there with a short growing season, but don't forget to tell our listeners about the type of soils you're dealing with up there.
We're a clay loam, very productive, as I said. We've evolved in the last few years with the long growing seasons to growing every crop that your listeners would be familiar with around the province. We're growing soybeans, corn, winter wheat, as well as our traditional spring crops of barley, oats, spring wheat, and canola.
And topsoil is that is the depth of how deep?
We have some on the farm where we've washed down wells 125 feet to bedrock.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the geology of that region is that it's the headwaters of the Ottawa River. And at one point, apparently, there was a dam, probably of ice, I guess, that held back an ancient lake as the glaciers retreated. And as that water came off of the retreating glaciers, it, of course, carried sediments, settled in that temporary river, and I guess at some amazing time in history that let go, and that now is there's a small lake there. What's that? Actually, I should get this right. It's called Timiskaming.
Timiskaming,
Shores.
Yes. Yeah. Lake Timiskaming is splits the borders of Quebec and Ontario.
Mm-hmm. And that was a much bigger lake, and then it released, and now it's the headwaters of the Ottawa River.
Yeah. So. It was originally called Lake Barlow Ojibwe.
Hmm. Yeah. Ah. Yeah. I thought I did good research on Google, and I didn't know that or didn't remember it all. So just want to tell our listeners, I have a special spot for New Liskeard, and because I had a chance to go up there a couple or three or four years ago, and we toured some sites up there of crops and beans and a bit of corn, but we also had the opportunity to look at some of the infrastructure for when it comes to crop inputs like fertilizers and seeds, and I think we also had a quick look at the dairy and went past that Is that dairy processing plant still up there? Or
yes, the growers, the local producers actually took it over from Parmalat. It was mm-hmm. slated to close, mm-hmm. and so they took it over. It's called, they used Gencor as a vehicle to set up the business. Mm-hmm. It's called the Thornlow Cheese Factory, and we actually brought a bunch of cheese down. Whenever we come to visit, we bring some down for friends in the south, but they've been winning international shows. They've introduced a whole bunch of really neat flavors and adapted their product line. It's done very, very well.
Yeah, I've heard that name before, and you know, one thing about agriculture in Ontario today is that boy, there's a lot more like local brands showing up. People really, there's a group of people that really like to have, you know, an identifiable brand. This came from a location, and they feel much more comfortable if they can get that. This has more of a connection than just your generic product at the store. So congratulations to those producers up there for getting the initiative to put that idea together. And probably sink or swim, I suppose, too. You know, it's like that nowadays if you're not in the main track of things. So how many people live up in New Liskeard now? I think did I read it correctly, about 15 or 20,000 in that district?
Yeah, the actual city of Timisoara Shores, as you mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. is a little over 10,000. But in the catchment area right around Timisoara Shores, there's probably 25, 30,000 people.
And so you have the full amenities up there. The good news, you have hospitals and everything that you come to expect in the rest of Ontario on a smaller scale, but it's there. And I remember reading on Google a little bit about the whole area that... although the Northern Ontario's resource-based boom or bust, it was because of the agricultural part of Timiskaming Shores that gave it that kind of continuity to become a permanent that didn't quite suffer as much with up and down of timber and gold and whatever else is popular at that time. So, so it's good to know that you know, there are spots like that in Ontario that. Just because of the hard work of the people living there and a nice collection of natural resources that they can, it's a thriving community and people can call it home. So, now just last year, no, 2 years ago, you had the Pine Match up there.
2009. Yeah, we had 88,000 visitors.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Around the province.
From a municipality of 20,000 to have 88,000 visitors.
Yeah, we opened a lot of eyes.
I think so.
People that came up.
I think
yes.
That was a big surprise, and I think they went over really well because, you know, it's always, well, we're not too sure, it's not big enough, but they showed everyone differently up there that you can support a big attraction and put on a really good show and look after everybody. Here's some really cool stories about how people were lots of trailer parks. There was a train came up from North Bay every day, I think, or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
So... It's just a matter of coordinating all the stuff you got there. It's quite a bit. It's great. So, and tell us, before we go to the next song here, tell us what you're doing nowadays. Are you a retired gentleman, or are you busy just watching the kids grow, and what's up with you?
No, I'm a sales agronomist for a local co-op.
Yeah.
I'm vice chair of the Ontario Canola Growers Association. Mm-hmm. I'm involved with GFO, Grain Farmers of Ontario. I'm the reeve, soon to be the longest-standing reeve of my municipality, Kearns Township.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, hockey finished when the kids moved away, but everything else has been pretty busy.
Well, you had I think, you know, in a lot of smaller communities, boy, everybody has to pitch in, and everybody has multiple jobs because there's just so many, there's all these work to do, but only so many people. And so if there's someone that represents the area better than that, I can't think of them. So my hat's off to you for being very busy. And certainly a lot of kinds of different avenues of thought there. But, you know, towards the end of the show, we'll talk a little bit more about why people should or should not maybe move to New Liskeard. You don't want to spoil everything, but you know, I don't know how much bigger you could stand growth up there or not. But we'll talk some more about those things farther on here. Let's play another tune. Here's one by Supertramp, Take the Long Way Home.
Yeah.
Okay, so we already know that this is music of the 70s, so we kind of can put your age in there and what people were doing in the 70s. what's this song? Tell us a little story about this song.
So this one's one of my wife's favorites. Again, it's kind of on that theme of travel 6 hours to come visit the kids in the south,
yep.
And then making our way back to the north. So
all right. With that, we'll play that. We'll be back soon. It's the Agriculture Show on here on CKMS Radio 101.3 Sound FM.
This is Big T visiting from Northern Ontario. You're listening to the Agricultural Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmers with the needs of society.
Thanks so much for doing that, Terry. You can kind of get the idea of our show here is that, you know, we realize that there's, and we've talked off air a little bit about the gap between what the most people in Ontario know of agriculture and what we know of it from an actual production standpoint. I don't want to forget about that, you know, of all your list of accomplishments, you're a farmer as well. So I guess most of us are a crop farmer, beef farmer. What are you doing?
We were in the beef business till Mad Cow hit.
Yes, Mad Cow. That's another time.
A few years after that, we got out of the beef business, and we have a hobby farm for Northern Ontario standards, about 340 acres per year of cash crops.
Mm, yeah, and just what's the range of crops that our listeners might be interested in? Like down here, we see corn and beans and some grains. What's the crops up north there?
So canola has been our big crop. Mm-hmm. We have half of Ontario's acreage up in the Timiskaming district.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of issues this year. I'll maybe touch on some of those later.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been growing soybeans. I think we'll have a bigger evolution into more acres of soybeans, provided we don't have an early frost this year.
Mm-hmm.
We also grow corn. There's a lot of corn being grown under plastic film.
Yeah, we want to talk about that.
We'll
yeah.
touch on that after.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And then we grow the traditional. We do grow a bit of winter wheat. Most of the wheat, though, is spring wheat. We grow barley, oats. And we still have half of the total acreage is probably forages, because we do mm-hmm. have a good base of dairy cattle and beef and sheep and livestock. So.
That's pretty typical. I think in all of Ontario, like hay is still a number one crop, if I'm not mistaken. I remember reading somewhere in the stats, but you know, some of the land they call hayland is barely it's really rough grazing for cattle, so it's a little bit of a misnomer, but hay crop is a big thing. So a little bit different from the rest of Ontario. The canola, it's a western crop, and arguably the type of day length and so on and the season is, in New Lisker, more typical of a prairie crop, and that's why that does so well. Would that be a reasonable assumption?
Yes, that's correct, Jeff. Canola has been our corn crop as far as on inputs.
Yeah.
It has probably the highest management, highest cost of production, but it has had the highest return.
Mm-hmm.
So up to the last 2 years, we've started to see soybean, with the yields we're achieving in soybeans and the price of soybeans, we're starting to push canola acres as far as profitability.
Before I forget, we'll get back to the corn thing, but as a reeve of your district, you're aware of the other things, which is, you know, industrial and residential growth and that sort of things. Anything on that plate that you can mention? Tourism obviously is a big part of the other economy besides agriculture.
I just went through a couple of weeks ago a session with the Minister of Rural Affairs, Agriculture, I believe it is, and it was a steering committee. There's four in the province. It's on the next round of funding from the provincial government. So it was really interesting. I sat in a group with the City of North Bay and a couple of larger towns. Our municipality has 336 people with 137 households. We're the other end of the spectrum. It was very interesting to hear their discussion of their wants and needs around this input
right.
versus where we are, with roads and bridges being our primary cost of our budget every year.
Mm-hmm. So and small tax base to service expensive infrastructures.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you're looking at that would be more appropriate than just to get the roads up to speed than it would be to spend money on industrial parks and things, I would think.
Is that well, they also had water and sewer. They yeah. had some things that we're predominantly on our own wells and, you know, our garbage collection, all that stuff. Like most of it is taking it to the local landfills where they had all these other services, water treatment plants. You know, that yeah. was kind of interesting to hear the discussions. Hard to really relate to those costs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that'd be interesting sitting around the discussion table with that sort of stuff. Yeah. So let's just talk a little bit about that corn thing again, because it's really kind of neat. So as I said before, now New Lisker is north and different climate. And corn is a crop that's grown quite commonly, but New Lisker, it's just at the outer limits, outer edges of the present types of corns that are available. The research will change over time. So what was the dilemma was, it'd be nice to grow corn because that is expensive to haul up there. That transportation's a killer. And one operator, I should let you tell a story, but basically he's growing corn, field corn, as if it were sweet corn. Is that fair enough to describe?
More or less. They started to work with a company from Ireland,
yeah,
Samco, that produce planters that lay down a cover of plastic film. It's photodegradable plastic film as they plant the corn. So the last year was pretty much the first year, one machine, six row planter, and the advantage in not really a lot earlier planting, but the advantage was the warm up of the soil.
Okay.
We'd have -4 temperatures in the morning outside of the plastic, +8 Celsius under the plastic with +20 by mid morning.
That's significant.
So the crop blew out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we had a poor spring, a slow spring, seemed to still provide quite a jump. We tried 25 acres this year. I was kind of pushed into it by some of my customers, cohorts up there. We had, at points, we had probably a 2 or 3 feet difference. We definitely had about 3 weeks difference to tasseling with the corn under plastic. So it's pretty significant, as I said earlier, with our short growing season, to actually make grain corn, because that's our idea as a cash cropper. We don't have livestock. Even to make good silage, it really takes away a lot of the risk.
Yeah. Well, so our listeners, just so you know, we want to grow corn. It's hard to do that up there. It's a short season, and this is a way to extend the season and to allow the normal maturation of a crop. So hats off to that young fellow or that group of people who got that going. And boy, those numbers, impressive. It's frost outside, but it's nice and toasty under that plastic.
Yeah, the yields were impressive last year. We had a bit of a good year for corn anyway,
yeah,
but they were up around 160, 180 bushel dry corn.
Yeah, which is a great yield.
Yeah.
I remember having this discussion recently, so like the Ontario provincial average is 130 or 140 or something. It's not. So what would be your best guess?
146.
146?
Somewhere.
Somewhere in that area.
Provincial average, yeah. So that it used to be that areas like New Liskert and maybe Eastern Ontario and all those other, not those areas, not Corn Belt, where we're not able to maintain those high yields. So that's impressive. That's that's pretty good. So let's play another song here. We'll talk a little bit more about Temiskaming and Temiskaming Shores and New Lisker and all that kind of good stuff. Let's see. This is Bob Seger here. What's this? This is Turn the Page. Tell us the story, Mr. T, about Turn the Page.
This has got a real interesting backstory. I don't know. I think the first time I heard this was at a hotel in Timmins. And there was a girl was entertaining us, and this was part of her entertainment. Mm-hmm. Was this song. So.
Well, that's pretty descriptive. I guess we better play to see what's going on. Okay, folks, we'll be right back at the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 1.3 Sound FM. Thanks for listening in.
72 also, about being on the road, it's called Turn the Page. On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Well, you walk into a restaurant, strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches. Is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered. You don't dare make a stand. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles. Of energy you try to give away as the sweat pulls out your body like the music that you play. Later in the evening as you lie awake in bed with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. Ah, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page.
This is Joel Johnson from BASF Canada. You are listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
And you are listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. It's host Jeff Dager with my guest today. But my guest today from New Liskeard is Mr. T. Phillips, Terry, his other baton, and his son Chase Phillips. And I just want to say hello to Chase. Chase, you're living down here in Woodstock.
Yeah, I've been down in the sunny south here for about 10 years.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time in the Guelph area, and about 8 months ago moved over to Woodstock to see another part of the world.
Yes, and you're found a career down here in the crop sector, and so we'll hopefully have you back on the show sometime. We'll talk crops and things and
you got it.
All that good stuff that our listeners would like to know about how we grow things, and so they'll look forward to that time. But while we have your dad here, Mr. T, we shall
Big T.
Yeah, it doesn't really suit that you would have all the big gold stuff on Big T. We're going to talk about some more about New Liskeard, and thanks for listening, folks. It's New Liskeard is a six-hour drive north of here, I would say, just the other side of North Bay in terms of the appropriate distances, how you describe by the hour, not by the distance up there. And New Liskeard's always been a big part of Ontario's agriculture, but change is always happening. And on the break there, we were talking a little about how things are growing and how that plowing matches up there. A lot of visitors, people seeing the area for the first time, and what sort of consequences were of that? There was some investment after that, I guess.
There's been a lot of new groups, new producers coming north. An hour north of us around the Matheson area this past winter, we've had, I guess, between 6,000 and 8,000 acres of ground traded hands or new Mennonite families come in.
Mm-hmm.
There's two dairy barns have gone up this summer. They're milking now. A lot of tile drainage going on, systematic tile drainage to extend the growing season again. And north of there, another hour and a half up by Cochrane, there's an entrepreneur from the Stainer area has bought 1,000 acres, young farmer, still farms in Stainer as well, but he's looking for a couple of 1,000 acres, and he's tile draining that ground as well. So mm-hmm. We had a report this spring came out that there's between 10 and 16 million acres of arable land, clay, no stones, same as the little clay belt, the New Liskeard area.
Mm-hmm.
They call it the Greater Clay Belt, and it extends right up the highway to Cochrane and then west to Hearst, Ontario, so about halfway to Thunder Bay. And as a local, I couldn't believe the number, and they sort of went through and substantiated it. I always thought it was about 2 million acres.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying between 10 and 16 million acres.
Yeah.
So it's as much, I think, as double what's in production in the south.
No, so that topography is the same as your area. There'd be a few hills and rocks, but generally speaking, it's flat.
Fairly flat, like Western yeah. Canada.
Okay. And it's just looking for, there'd be some drainage requirements, but certainly all the infrastructure has got to be get built, the roads there. And does the railway go through there now?
The rail's still there. We had a problem. It was a Crown Corporation, Ontario Northland, from North Bay.
Oh, did that go through that location?
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's had some financial difficulties. Yeah. The provincial government's started to piece it out to sell it off. We're not sure where that's going to go because the mining sector still is, it's a pretty integral part of moving their product and the forestry guys. So we were just in process to try to get agriculture on rail to mm-hmm. be able to get to markets cheaper, because that's, for our area, that's a challenge. As we go north, it's going to be even a bigger challenge to get product down to where it can be exported.
Yeah, that's the issue. Is the transportation has always been, there's climate issues, but it's a, you know, it's got to be hauled to market someplace. And well, I guess you know, some of the argument is, well, do some processing up there, but you're still not close to a market, so you can be nice to do some processing. That's other jobs. That'd be good for the community if you do more processing. What kind of processing do they do up there now in the area? Is there some sawmills, I guess, for the wood?
Yeah, there's still some sawmills. There's a plywood plant that's changed hands but still in operation, a wafer plant in Englehart. It's one of the most efficient in North America. There's some of the ag stuff. There's talk of a horse oat processing package going in. There's a wood pellet mill just came on stream.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some stuff going on for the natural resources, but for the most part, we don't have enough people to do the jobs. With the mining sector, the gold mining sector has really taken off again in the last couple of years around Matachewan.
Mm-hmm.
That would be west of Kirkland Lake, which is the Kirkland Lake mines are reopening. that's a challenge we have now, is to compete with the cost of labor for the mining operations and to get enough people.
Yeah, yeah. It's like everything else. It was kind of a slow go, and all of a sudden now there's all kinds of opportunities coming along, and just to develop it all as it has the speed that's going to happen or whatever it happens like that. And altogether a different dynamic than a lot of other spots. So what's happening in the next 5 years? This new land will be developed, it looks like the economy is kind of, I don't know how you describe the economy nowadays. It's been really commodity driven. I would think it'd go back to equities at some time. With manufacturing, anything new coming up from manufacturing up there? Are you thinking, it's a retirement communities up there, for instance. Is that a business now?
There is around, not in the far north where we are, but around Espanola, there's some really beautiful retirement areas. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have the amenities. They have lakes, fishing, golf courses, all the good things that people would like to do in their golden years. Where we are, maybe not so much. Our big, I think a lot of the visitors from the north actually go through in the fall. They go up for moose hunting.
And
so I've talked to a lot of guys. They'll tell me that, I've been through Temiskaming, through New Liskeard area, but they've never come in the summer up until the plowing match in 2009. So I don't know, like, if we can get manufacturing, we have one Chinese company that actually bought a property. They're at Vaughan right now doing packaging of organic oats and buckwheat. They haven't really put shovel to the soil yet as far as a plant, but they have a plan in place for a plant,
mm-hmm.
and they want to export right to the Pacific Rim. So if now organic oats and organic crops on the whole are not a big part of our market up there because of some of the quack grass and some of the weed challenges. We have perennial weed challenges.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But that could be something that opens up the area as well.
Well, it looks like the future will be what it is there. So I guess traditionally the new parts of Ontario, the population tends to congregate around the bigger centers, and smaller centers attract people who are just beginning their careers and so on because things are cheaper. Houses, what's a house worth up there?
Actually, in
what would it cost you to buy a house that your son just bought?
We discussed that last night. Just it was kind of funny driving around. Actually, in New Liskeard proper, because of the burst of activity at the mines, we have a shortage of good housing.
Okay.
So a house in New Liskeard would be in that 250 to 300,000 range.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of communities though, 10-15 minutes drive from there, you would buy a good house for 150,000.
Yeah,
which is very affordable as a first home.
As a first home, yeah, and that's perfect. So it's not that it's quite possible to have a good beginning up there and maybe even raise a family, call it home too for a while. Not everybody needs to go to Alberta.
That's right.
So, and in the wintertime, of course, there must be snowmobile trails till you can drive off the end of the earth, I guess. They're just everywhere, I suppose, huh?
Yes, there's a lot of fishing, a lot of ice fishing in the winter. Very extensive snowmobile trail program in our area, and then on the Quebec side. We're 10 minutes from the Quebec border, and so there's some pretty neat stuff going on that side as well.
And just remember, all the canola has to come south, I guess. Does it go to Hamilton, or where does it go?
Pretty much everything goes to Hamilton, soybeans as well.
And have they been able to put rail cars down, or is that trucked, or what's...
No, pretty well all truck.
All trucks, eh? Yeah, it's funny. You'd think rail would be the way to go, but it's not always, is it?
Well, that's what...
like, what is it? Is it a backhaul situation or something?
It's to get the jump-off point, because the rail was so... single-minded with the mining industry. That was their bread and butter for years. They never really looked to expand the markets. For spring wheat was one of the biggest crops that we wanted to get on rail because Toledo tended to be a really good market.
That's
at
true.
A premium.
Yep.
And you can't cross the border pretty much with a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's too slow. It's smaller load limits in Michigan, crossing Michigan stuff that... We thought if we could go farther afield, we'd have better options for marketing.
Yeah, that's good thinking. But Well, all you can do is put the case ahead, and hopefully that the winds of fortune are sailing or blowing your way. But it's true. It all depends on what the government's up to those days and what the climate's like. Whether a good idea finally gets some legs and runs. So ongoing. So okay. Well, you know what? We're doing really good here, you guys. We'll play another song and do a final wrap up here. We got one left here. It's Led Zeppelin. It's the Immigrant Song.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I know this one or not. Okay, what's the story in the Immigrant Song?
Well, this one was kind of, it's kind of neat when you talked about people coming in. We actually, I think every dairy farm now we have immigrant labor.
Yep.
We can't get enough guys local to work. So that was kind of a little backstory there that we have a lot of Mexican herdsmen and very, very good people with dairy cattle.
Yeah. So
guys have really opened their doors to those immigrants.
That's a good news story. Like there's lots of people, lots of immigrants down this way doing chores as well. So I used to be a dairy farmer, so I know it can be quite a job. But anyway, this is the Immigrant Song, so we'll play this by Led Zeppelin. Maybe they're ahead of their time. They had a little they actually knew what was going to happen in the future. Because is Led Zeppelin still working anymore? Do you know? Are they on tour?
No. Well, actually, Jimmy Page is, I believe. Yeah? He's actually in country western.
I should know that. I should know a little bit about what these guys are doing. I was just reading something the other night about Blue Oyster Cult. And, you know, there's just like one or two guys left from it. And they actually had like, you know, the names of like 20 guys down on one side of the page. And what years and what albums they were part of. And two guys are right from the beginning. One guy from the very, very beginning when it was called Soft White Underbelly. That was the name of the band, you know. And some guy just like for one song or one album there, and they played or something like that. So Led Zeppelin, who knows what that is nowadays. Okay, let's play Led Zeppelin and we'll be right back. It's the Agriculture Show on 101.3 Sound FM.
This is something we've waited for a long time on the show, and I know it's all going to be well worth the wait. So would you welcome, please, Led Zeppelin. Yeah.
This is Big T from New Liskeard. You're listening to the Agricultural Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture.
And thanks so much on behalf of the Federation of Agriculture for doing that, Terry. I just love playing those. Like, I'll play that back like in about 4 or 5 months from now. I think, I wonder what's happening up there. How's Terry doing? And it's just kind of a fun thing for our show. So we're in the last little bit of our show here. And we've been talking about the Temiskaming Shores, New Liskeard, where Terry calls home, and a list of activities you're involved in. So we haven't even covered all of them. We've got farming, a little bit about municipal stuff. A few of you have been to conferences discussing funding and granting and strategic planning for the North as part of other communities up there. Are you a hockey player or a curler?
I did play hockey.
Yeah.
Coached a lot of hockey. I think at points all three of my children, my son Chase and my two daughters, both played or all played hockey. So got a chance to tour all over Ontario and in the winter, and we don't regret it, but sure have a lot more time on my hands now the kids have moved away.
Yeah. Are you able to take a few holidays every year? Are you is your life rotation canola, wheat, and Miami now?
Almost. With my involvement with the canola growers, I've had the opportunity to attend a lot of meetings in Western Canada.
Mm-hmm.
The Canola Council alternates between Canada and the U.S. So last year was in Vancouver. This coming March or the end of February, we're going to San Antonio, Texas. So it's been a neat opportunity to visit, meet growers, make friends with growers in that industry throughout North America, basically.
So it's nice connections that way. I just the other day I received an invitation to a meeting for GrowMark out of the States, and it occurred to me that's probably because part of the restructuring of our local co-op a few years by, and they offered again this spring to be a member of the co-op, and so I guess I can go to Bloomington, Illinois if I would like to take in the activities of our larger co-op sponsor and our local group. So that's good. You know what? We've covered so much stuff. Is there anything we haven't missed? If you were going to tell people in the rest of Ontario about New Liskeard, what would you say?
I'd say, and I've been spreading this message for the last 5-10 years, that we're the future of agriculture in Ontario. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit on a break about, you know, the amount of the best land in Ontario, production agriculture land, going under asphalt. We're knocking down trees and tile draining as fast as we can. I think this summer we have 6 tile drainage contractors in the area systematically tiling ground to put it in production. So, mm-hmm. You know, if you haven't been up to visit us, come and see what we have, because if you have children in agriculture, that may be the place that you're going to be visiting them in the future.
It's true, and I was just delighted, as I mentioned before several times, it was a great trip and an eye-opener to go to New Liskeard. Beautiful country and a good place to call home, lots to do. You can probably get any with the internet now. It's amazing. You can be in anywhere in Canada, and you can listen to a live show out of New York if you want. Of course, you know, you probably tweeted and you have visitors from home listening to our show here on the internet. I hope that'd be great.
We did so.
Oh, you did. Well, that's great. I see through our station here, we can actually trace those where there might be people listening. So maybe I'll try that out later on here and see if I can find out anybody listening from New Liskeard. That'd be a cool thing. Just want to say hello again to Chase, and thanks for coming out. Bring your dad along, Chase. We look forward to meeting with you again, and we'll talk some more about agriculture and so on. And so with that, Terry, thanks so much. I hope you enjoy the rest of your trip down here. When will we be back again? Next year?
We'll be back through the South in October. We're actually going to visit a daughter in St. Louis. Mm. It's working there now. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you have a great schedule you can do. That's super.
Yeah, I don't know when I farm anymore.
Okay, we're going to play a few songs here, and we'll be back with the second half of our show in a little bit. Stay tuned, folks. It's the Agriculture Show, and it's August the 13th today in 2013.